At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You know what?
What?
DJ?
What?
If you paid me $13 million to never speak your name again,
yeah,
I would take it.
I got a feeling I don't have to pay you anything and you'll never speak my name again. I think that would be an easy thing for you to do, is to never say my name again. Okay? So I'm not even worried about it.
I'm just looking at this all coming like out again. Remember a while back, Zach Bryan, right? He's the country singer. He's 29 years old. Well, he's stirring up crap again with Brianna Chicken Fry. Now, remember, she's on Barstool Sports,
yep,
right? So she's that chick that they had a horrible relationship. She was madly in love with him, like crazy in love with him. And then it got really ugly. I guess there was some abuse, supposedly, allegedly. I don't know really what's going on. Some videos, all this stuff. And his manager basically offered her $13 million to sign an NDA now, current, you know, when this was going down, and she said no.
Yeah, she called it blood money.
Yeah, the devil's money.
Mm-hmm.
$13 million.
To never speak of Zach Bryan again.
To never bring up whatever it is that she knows.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or the videos or anything.
That's really wanting to be vindictive, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, think about it. If you pass up $13 million, just not spread gossip, basically. I mean, it's your experience, but I mean, it means more to you being angry than it does to us, the public.
Or did she think because she has videos and she could, like, maybe, I don't know, sell the stories to TMZ slowly? Yeah.
Well, see, I also think that just her not signing this, I think she probably thought that she would get in the long run more money because it would up her, I guess, status
to talk about him.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the biggest country artists out right now.
Yeah,
and if she's talking about him, I mean, her name's getting pulled into the headlines with his name, so it kind of builds her status a little
and
bit.
And we looked up her net worth. I mean, they're never right. Never. I mean, the other day I was worth $20 million, and then the next day I was worth $200,000.
That's a wide range.
What is hers?
It said 1 to 3.
Yeah.
It's probably right.
Yeah, so
pretty close, I would guess.
I would take $13 million, put it in a high quality mutual fund.
I don't know. I mean, if you're what's his name again? Zach Bryan.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of his, then these rumors, you don't really care. You don't really care about these rumors, and if you're not a fan of his, do you really even care? Because I would take the $13 million.
So let's say I have a videotape around a campfire where he's being abusive and I can ruin his career. Do I sell that to TMZ then for $5 million?
I don't think you can ruin his career. I don't think in the country realm of things. I mean, look at Walden guy.
Morgan.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, he said racial stuff, threw a chair, almost killed a guy. I mean, I don't think she's got enough stuff to ruin him.
Mm. This is a bizarre
story. $13 million.
Okay, but let's now go in crimes of passion, okay? Like, let's be in love with somebody, madly in love with them, like, do-all, end-all. Zach Bryan, she loved him, and now he has wronged her, and he had affairs and cheated on her and all that.
Okay.
That is very valuable to me.
Well, okay, yeah. If she feels with him like you feel with me.
Yeah.
Then, I could see it. Yeah, I could see it. Yeah.
Yeah, that BJ man, he's got stinky feet.
She's only saying it because she loves me.
What's this audio that you have, Schmidl?
So it's her talking about all this drama being posted again on her podcast. She starts saying she's confused why they would post the options that they gave her, because outside of the $12 million, she also had an option to take a house plus $3 million. And she, they were originally trying to present it as like extortion. And that they
she has the proof of the text that shows it's the management asking her, hey, here's the options, $1 million, $3 million for this, blah, blah, $13 million and upping it and upping it and upping it. So there's no extortion involved.
Yeah.
And so here's the thing. I wonder if she thought that maybe having these little tidbits for the podcast would get her more and more money for the podcast. More people would listen,
you could
right?
Be right. Yeah.
Maybe absolutely. She took the gamble.
Because now you're getting the headlines.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, what's going on with this? Let's go listen to it.
Yeah, I mean, I did pull the audio from it because I saw the headlines. Right. So
here it is. All right.
And then him posting the screenshot of me weighing out the options they presented me.
I don't. That was the part that I was also very confused about. I thought the whole point was that like they didn't want that stuff to get confirmed.
Yeah.
That was like really going on and all those offers and negotiations were happening. I think like at one point it almost felt like they were painting a picture like you're making up a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But then just posting that just goes like, all right, it was real.
But I think now they're trying to run, they want to run with like extortion.
But it's just a weird way to change the narrative. It never happened, extortion. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. And like, if I was extorting you, I would have taken the money I was extorting you for. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It would have been weird to start an extortion and then change to just not.
Yeah.
I think Carson's onto something. The only way she's relevant is with this name in her mouth.
Yep.
I think she's angry.
And that too.
That's it. She's angry, vindictive, and there's no amount of money that can stop her from trying to ruin this man for all she can.
Yep.
That's what it sounds like to me.
She reminds me of me.
I don't think she has any game plan when it comes to money down the road. I don't think she's thought that far ahead. I think she's in the moment and she's mad.
Real mad. Go get him, sister.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, this is a crazy thing. And this is really happening. It says that Gen Z more than ever are spying on each other. It's supposed to be this whole thing. You know how they have the Snap Map and the Life 360? My son, it's funny because he and all his roommates, they all keep track of each other and they say it's for safety reasons or
whatever. Share their locations.
But I do think that there is some envy in it. You know, like one of his friends is in like, I don't know, he's somewhere really cool like Paris or something. My kid's like, yeah, I'm in Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
On Snap.
Yeah, that's, you used to say that all the time. Right. He would bring up the Snapchat and just like their locations and how they were traveling and he was just stuck at home not doing anything.
Yeah, because I didn't get spring breaks off, right? And so he's like, yeah, look where they are. It's like, yay. I'm in Littleton. So anyway, it says it is a whole thing now with these Gen Zs. 65% of Gen Z adults utilize location sharing services, with 16% sharing their whereabouts with five or more individuals. It causes jealousy, feeling left out, and worrying about privacy. Here's what it does with me. I know my son's location. He doesn't know mine, but I know his. And when he gets off work and I see him start to turn towards his dad's, I get really mad.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I guess we're staying there tonight. Okay.
Wow,
it's fine.
I don't spy on people's locations, but I absolutely love going through Venmo and seeing people's transactions and like what they're paying for.
It's the best thing
ever.
Yeah,
I don't know why, but I just love looking at it.
Really?
Uh-huh.
'Cause I don't have Venmo because I don't know, I don't trust it, and I know I should because people get really mad. But so what do you see?
Just like their comments of like what it was for. And I'll try and dig in and see like, oh, like this is just a bunch of emojis. Like, what do those emojis mean? Like, are you trying to hide something here?
Right.
Like,
so you're
who
like
is
a
sharing
detective?
Money?
You're the Venmo detective?
You're decoding.
Yeah.
When you go on there, it's decoding, man.
Yeah.
Because you'll see, like, $ and taco.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me
know
what tacos
that
means. Back together. I don't understand, but...
I totally know what that means.
But you are in there, and you're pretty much decoding it every time.
I just love the couples that you know who's, like... You get an insight to people's relationships, like who's paying each other for the bills.
Yeah.
Like, and how they split out the bills or something like that. It's sometimes it's always one-sided.
So that's all public?
Uh-huh.
You can, so you can put it on private so that no one sees it, but most people don't even do that. They just keep
not
it
at
on
all.
Public.
Oh, that's interesting. So I know that you guys have joint accounts if I see you and Bree, right?
Yeah. Or she, I just have to pay her, and she, you get to see like who handles the money.
Doesn't she pay for like the front lawn water bill, and you pay for the back lawn water bill or something?
She's in charge of the water bill. I'm in charge of the XL bill. That's how we split it out.
So all of a sudden, so here's that. You're the water, or you're the XL?
She's the water.
So she turns off their lawn is brown. Yeah. And he's turning off all the light bulbs.
That's why we had to get the back lawn replaced, because it's all dead.
That's pretty funny, though. All of a sudden, it matters that all the lights are on, because Carson's in charge of that bill. And so he's like, turn off all of them.
And she'll leave the fireplace on all day when she's working from home in the winter. I'm like, no, shut it off. You get 30 minutes a day.
That's pretty funny, actually. All right, let's see here. Oh, Schmidl, I have something for you.
Okay.
All right, so they just did this new study. This is crazy. And they're finding some sugar compound that your body actually makes, deoxyribose sugar.
Uh-huh.
Your body actually makes this deoxyribose sugar, and it grows back your hair.
Really?
Yeah.
If I just take like extra of it?
Yeah, your body makes it, and I looked on Amazon, and they sell it.
I'll give it a shot.
How can they sell something that your body makes?
That's a good question.
Isn't that weird?
I have no idea. Yeah.
They do it with testosterone.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah. I mean, there's tons of stuff that
so
your body makes.
It starts at deoxyribose, okay? D-E-O-X, just remember that. Deoxyribose sugar, and they sell it on Amazon, but please check the side effects.
Yeah, I was about to start looking at that.
See where it's coming from. I don't know if you want the Chinese version.
No, I want U.S. Yeah.
It was an 8-year study that they did, and they said it's more powerful, this deoxyribose is more powerful than minoxidil, and it grows your hair back, and they just figured it out based on this 8-year study.
Okay, that's good, because I can't take the finasteride stuff, which is the other thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So look it up, but again, read all the side effects.
Yeah, make sure it's all coming from Temu.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Well, the other one like made it so I couldn't pop wheelies, so we got to make sure that that's not on there. Yeah,
exactly. All right, also, Pete Davidson is having a baby. How cute
Good
is that?
Good for him.
Bad for the baby.
Why?
Pasty, dark circles under your eyes.
Yeah, maybe.
Got good genes.
I think he's going to be a great dad. I really do.
I think he's going to be a great dad, too.
I think he's ready.
I just have this vision of the baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't say it's going to be a looker.
You're right. Yeah, exactly.
Just good dad, that's all.
It says that people are on semi-glutide are more confident than ever. It says the semi-glutide has changed sex drive and dating for 60% of the users. I would agree with that.
Yep.
You're far more confident than just taking off all your clothes in front of
them. Well, it just makes sense. I mean, you're more confident if you're skinny than if you're fat.
I know. And now you don't have to have the lights off. It's awesome. All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tell me to drive.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It is a Thursday, 85, mostly cloudy today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget about that Odyssey app. Odyssey app is free. Podcast, anything you want, it's up there. You can take us wherever you go. You can listen to the show. You can be in Hawaii, Jamie, and pick up the our show. You can't.
In Lanai, it was crazy. Yeah, it was right there. Yep, indeedy do. What? You just stopped?
I am so tired today. I'm running out of gas.
What just happened?
Well, last night. So
no, that was. Do you know like that is like a little like you almost had like a little seizure or something. You just stopped.
No, I was just thinking.
Oh, you were thinking.
No, it wasn't a seizure.
Okay.
If I have a seizure, you'll know.
No, sometimes a seizure can be just where you just stare off.
Yeah. No. I was just gathering myself.
Oh, you're
because,
gathering.
Yeah, gathering myself because
you're disheveled.
I mean, I'm very tired today.
Okay.
I woke up middle of the night, unlike you, where you slept good, you came in,
solid.
You slept good, you slept
solid. You know why?
Solid.
Because that's what happens when you start working out and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've not been working out.
Pickleball
so.
Champion.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I didn't get a lot of sleep. I had a little, allergy thing last night. Got up at 2 o'clock in the morning. You wake up at 2 o'clock and you never go back to sleep till you come to work.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah.
So it's been one of those days.
I get it.
Now, are you still in the pickleball
arena? In the pickleball world.
Are you?
Oh, I'm a pickleballer.
Well, you haven't really.
I'm a pickler tickler.
Now, I will say this. You've not been back from Hawaii but for just about 4 days. So I give you a break there.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When do you think y'all hit the courts again?
Well, we're planning on it on Saturday.
Really?
Who's we?
Me and Sarah.
You and Sarah.
Sarah and I.
Has Sarah ever played?
She has the equipment. She doesn't know the rules.
So is this like, but is it like a club or?
No, it's
it
at just, her house.
Pickleball at her house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Yeah. She has a court at her house?
Well, in the neighborhood.
Oh.
Yeah, in the neighborhood. They have four courts in the neighborhood.
Okay, perfect. Yeah,
so we're that's our plan is on Saturday.
That's a good way to do it because when you're new at it, you don't want a lot of people seeing you.
Exactly.
Because you might walk into a trap where you walk into some real pros.
Right.
You don't want that.
Right.
You want to keep it down the download till you learn the game. And then once you learn the game, you can spring it on them. You know what I mean?
Well, and then I looked out at some adult camps.
Yeah.
And they have a couple of adult camps, but one is in Longmont.
That's really far.
From DTC?
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems...
45 minutes or so.
It's just a half-day camp. You guys want to go?
Well, it's a long way for pickleball.
Let's take the Bucky bus. Let's all go.
Oh,
come
load
on.
Load it up. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the Nike. It's called the Nike Sports Camp.
Yeah.
And it's for pickleballers.
Is it at that new one, the Chicken and Pickle?
No, I think it's just called the Pickler Tickler.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think the Chicken and Pickles is here in town.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's Thornton. Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing going north.
I think it's just called the Pickler.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we could find something a little closer.
Yeah, but we could have beers on the way on the Bucky bus, you know, to get to the Pickler.
Drunk pickleball now?
That's the only way people play.
Yeah, I mean, it's like cornhole.
Do they really?
I don't
know. Is that the way they play?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think they take it pretty seriously.
Was like, you know,
yeah, I think they take it pretty seriously.
Yeah. I bet these places are bars and picklers.
Yeah, now that's a little dangerous, I guess. Yeah.
Does the Pickler have a bar?
I don't think so.
There's no way it doesn't.
It doesn't look like it. Really? I don't see one in any of their pictures.
Yeah, so the Pickler is serious.
Yeah.
I don't know if Carson will go to that one.
That's like a pickleball country club.
The one that you're talking about in Longmont is called Third Shot Pickleball.
There are
ones around town called the Pickler, though.
Okay, all right, thank you. Yeah, so I'm still in the Pickler world. Pickler.
Let's see how the weekend goes.
Okay.
You and Sarah in the backyard.
We're not in the backyard. It's like a...
Well, you know what I mean. It's kind of the backyard.
I will tell you, one thing I can't remember, maybe you guys can help me. You can hit the ball in the kitchen as long as it's in the air, right?
Well, how would we know?
All right.
Yeah, I have no idea.
DJ and Jamie.
By the way, Rusty does the leads on that song.
He's really good.
Rusty Jonas.
The Forgotten Jonas.
Yeah, sucker.
Bless his heart.
That story of the Kiss Camp. You got to figure this happens a lot. We just don't hear about it that much, but there are so many people that get in trouble with that Kiss Cam. Man, oh, man.
I just sent it to my son. I go, hey, there might be a new CEO opening at Astronomer. It's a software development firm, right? And so here's the deal. So I guess Coldplay was playing at Gillette Stadium. And it says basically Chris Martin decided to spice up the crowd with a classic Kiss Cam. So he started panning around and telling everybody to kiss on the camera, right?
Yeah.
Great idea, right? As the camera panned across the thousands of fans in attendance, it suddenly landed on Andy Byron. Now, here's what's great. Andy is the CEO of Astronomer, a software development company, and it's valued at over $1 billion. And he's there with his chief people officer, Christian Cabot. So they're there together, and they're on the Kiss camera. Unfortunately, they're both married to other people.
Yeah. And it's not like that it could be a business outing because he's got his arms around her waist.
Yeah.
And it's quite apparent that they're a couple together at this event.
Well, one of his hands is on her boob and she's got her hand on top of his hand on her boob.
Ooh. Yeah. So it's very obvious what's going on here.
Yeah.
And you can tell by the look in his eyes when that camera hits.
He's like, oh,
and he knows he's on the monitors, right?
Yeah.
He knows at that point he's busted. He's got a deer in headlight look.
Yeah, he's in trouble.
He does. He's in trouble, and he knows it. And you can't take that back.
No.
It's done. And you got to figure this happens a lot with Kiss Cams, that people get busted all the time at a game, at an event, when they're with somebody they shouldn't be with or not even supposed to be there at all.
Well, and keep in mind that they probably have a no fraternization policy at that company, right?
Oh, so it's a double whammy.
So it's a double whammy. You both lost your spouses and you lost your jobs.
Yeah. Well, even if none of that, then I'm guaranteed between you and your wife, you have a non-fraternization a policy between you two.
Well,
you're not supposed to be out there with her.
No.
Not with your hands on her boobs.
So not only did you lose your job, but you also lost half of your money
yeah.
to your wife. because now we got it on film.
That's one costly mistake right
there. That was a bad
idea.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, well.
Now, I wonder if you could sue Chris Martin.
I don't think so.
For you probably, putting you on camera?
I'm sure it's in the ticket that you might be. Yeah. You know, I will tell you, remember when I was friend with Jeannie Buss?
Yeah.
Those were the good old days.
Yeah, back in the good old days. Well, I had broken up with Fancy Pants, and she knew all about it or whatever. And so Fancy Pants was going to a Laker game. This is my ex-boyfriend that I was madly in love with. I would date him for 7 years. And so he was going to be at the game, and I was going with this new guy. And she said, hey, listen, I just want you to know, I think it'd be hilarious if we put the Kiss camera on you and Paul.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, do it. And so I got to make out with Paul in front of Fancy Pants.
How vindictive.
Yeah.
You cahoots together, too. Wow. All set up.
Yep.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We'll wrap it up next.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, Schmidl, what are we looking at here? About 30 minutes to get the podcast up?
15.
15?
Whoa, yeah. You're on it.
I try and have it up at 10 a.m. every day.
And you're good.
You are good.
You are good. Go get it. On the Odyssey app, of course. Go get the podcast, everything we did on the program today. Today, Thursday, going to be 85 degrees today. But maybe some rain, too, this afternoon.
Man, it was stormy yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
Holy Toledo.
You know, I don't think we got what some neighborhoods got. But we got a little bit.
A little bit.
All right, you guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Thursday, and we will see you back here tomorrow. It's Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Man, oh, man. All right, we'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care, and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.